stop to think, can't think too long. I know this life I chose. Can't sleep now. Hi guys, I'm Jenny. Welcome back to the show.
Hey guys, I'm Adam.
今天呢，开言英语要跟大家讲讲，哎呦，今天这期节目做了我肯定会很想家，因为我们就要跟大家说出国以后你最想念祖国，最想念中国的什么东西。
Okay, so we're talking about once you leave China, what kind of stuff, you know, do you really miss?
Yeah, what kind of stuff do you miss the most about China? 我们不管是在海外的朋友了，我想听这期节目肯定特别感同身受，或者你在中国有很多朋友离开自己的家乡到别的城市去学习工作，对吧？那希望大家都会喜欢今天的这集节目。但我必须说出国这些时间，哎，还好有我们的微信公众号，我每天看大家的留言，然后开言的会员课程，真的让我就感觉我自己还活在中国，有那个状态啊。那我们的微信公众号是开言英语，它也是一个非常庞大的英语学习的大家庭，大家可以去关注一下。好，那具体在说 the kind of stuff you miss the most about China 之前，那咱们还是先来说说出国这个概念用英语怎么表达。我觉得很直接就是 leave China。
Leave China.
对对对，但这个听起来有点too harsh.
It sounds like an order, like you must leave China.
Hopefully not. 直接说出国什么的可以用 go 什么什么、
yeah.
对不对
?Yeah, we can say go overseas.
Go overseas.、Overseas 就是海外、
right.
海的那一边。但是非常重要的一点是
You must add an S. It's not overseas.
You can't say, I'm going overseas or I'm studying overseas.
Right. Overseas is like what your boss does to you. They oversee a project or oversee.
是那个 O-V-E-R-S-E-E, 是吧、对 overseas.、那还有一个是 go.
Go abroad.
Go abroad.、这里也要注意就是不是 go aboard,
yeah.
对对对，不是什么 on board a plane 什么的是吧、aboard a plane, go abroad. 像留学不是经常就是 study abroad.
Study abroad, yeah. Study overseas.
也可以的、对吧。好，那现在也有很多朋友他们是移民到海外。
Okay, so you're immigrating.
Immigrating,、移民啊。其实中文也是从英文翻过来的、是吧。那还有一个词叫 migrate.
Yeah.
Immigrate 和 migrate 有什么区别？
Well, migrate just means move. Immigrate is usually contrasted with another word, emigrate. Those are the ones that are confusing.
Emigrate.
You emigrate from a country, you immigrate to a country.、
Oh.
But migrate just means move. So、
okay.
like birds migrate.
动物大迁徙、是吧？或者说什么 population migrate,
well, they,
就是从农村到城市这种。
Right, exactly, exactly.
好，那前面你说的 emigrate 就是 E-M-I, from China,、
yeah.
然后我要 immigrate to 什么 America, Canada, 这样。
Right, Australia.、
谢谢 Adam 老师。好，那我们接下来就看看让我很 homesick. What do you miss the most about China once you go overseas,、go abroad? 前面我说到 homesick,、就是可以说我很想家嘛。
Yeah.
So you're feeling homesick.
You feel homesick, you are homesick.
You are homesick, 都可以啊。我觉得你离开自己的祖国到国外以后想念的东西当然是There's a ton, like where do you even begin?
Where do you begin?
很多，但是反正大致可以分为 concrete,、
okay.
tangible, 就是那种比较实质的东西，比如吃的东西啊、什么。然后呢，还有一些是比较 abstract,、比较抽象，可能情感上的、emotional 的东西、
okay.
啊。你，咱们先从 concrete.
Okay, so concrete, so food.
对啊
right, food, of course food.
In general, I think once you go abroad, you just miss your comfort food.
Yeah, for sure.
你就是让你最最吃了最舒服，就是你什么生病什么都不想吃的时候。
Right.
如果来，比如对我来说，什么一碗粥啊这样的东西，烂糊面。
That's your comfort food?
Of course, to every Chinese,、
oh.
粥都是 comfort food.
Okay.
Chinese congee.
Oh.
Yeah. What's your comfort food?
Breakfast sandwiches, I guess.
三明治,
yeah. Yeah, egg and cheese and tomato sandwiches.
基本上就是 you know the kind of food you grew up with,
right?
对吧？你从小长大吃的东西啊。那再具体一点 ，to be more specific, do you know what I miss the most about China? Like in terms of food?
I don't.
茶叶蛋。
Oh, nice. Yeah.
而且特别是就是在任何一个便利店都能买到茶叶蛋这件事。
Yeah, no, I ate a lot of those last month in China.
、真的、你在中国的时候吃了很多是吧、茶叶蛋英语怎么说啊
?Tea eggs.
Tea eggs.
Yeah.、
它其实就是、白煮蛋英文叫 hard boiled eggs.
Hard boiled, okay.、
但我们这个是有味道的 flavored.
Right, salt.
No, it's got tea leaves. Tea,
tea leaves and salt.
Salt. Soy sauce. I'll tell you why. 就是特别现在冬天嘛、有的时候早上起来你没时间在家吃的时候我就 I really do miss like being in China. You just go to any corner store, any convenience store, and you just grab two tea eggs.
Yeah.
Both nutritious, 又营养、fast, 又快然后最主要 they're warm, like they heat up your stomach.
Right.
很温暖你的胃。然后到了国外真的你就发现啊大冬天吃的喝的怎么还是那么多冷的。
Yeah.
对就是国外那个 salad bar, 沙拉吧在冬天生意也好得不得了。我觉得我看了我整个肚子整个人 like,I'm frozen to my core, 就都冻起来了。So, in general, anything that's hot and mild,、比较温和温暖的食物。还有一个我特别想念的是 like, type of snack,、零食。
And what's that?
话梅。
Oh, it's a plum, right?
不仅是梅 plum, 是 preserved plum.
Oh.
话梅。
Okay.
对。就是这个其实在国外呢像温哥华华人超市也买得到 but the selection is really small 就没有那么多
the first world problems Jenny
没有那么多的口味的选择、对吧比如我想吃盐津橄榄啦盐津话梅它没有它只有一种橄榄一种话梅、I really do miss that 然后我从中国我也不敢带到加拿大Because it's like, are you carrying fruit?
Yeah, it's really...
你有没有带水果 It's kind of fruit, right?
Yeah, when you go through the customs, they're really fussy.
Fussy, 就是 你去过海关 customs 的时候他们就是特别挑剔然后特别严格。
Serious, right?
然后对啊所以我、
Are you carrying any preserved plums?
有没有从中国带话梅哦还有中成药我也很 miss. TCM.
Oh, right.
而且就是那种 pills, 就是直接可以吃的。前两天我感冒、就吃那 Tylenol 什么。吃了以后哎呦我觉得副作用特别大 ,very drowsy, 我就想啊这时候我应该冲点三九啊什么的就好了。没有。anyway, concrete 这些说好了以后哎 ,what do you miss the most about China?
About China?
对因为你在中国住了几年现在又到回加拿大。
You know, I really like Canada. That's a great place. Not really as convenient、in a lot of regards.
对，这真的就是我想我们所有的朋友到了国外都深有体会，非常想念那种方便
Yes.
便利的生活
Yes, very, and like every aspect. Yes, and like every aspect.
Do you miss 饿了吗
I do.
很想念
I really do.
Do you miss 淘宝
I miss it a little bit less, yeah, but even like,、you know, take a taxi,、pay your bills, everything is really, really easy to do.
对我也特别想念 mobile payment,、手机移动支付。其实在北美真的这个 mobile payment, 移动支付不是那么普及。
Yeah.
Even if, 就是你可以啊什么东西我在手机上买啊或者什么最后他都是啊把 credit card 拿出来。
Yeah.
对吧这输入信用卡什么真特别麻烦所以哎不说了。这就是为什么现在中国这么经济这么强大 ,it's really leading the world in terms of this technology, 对吧、
right.
世界领先。还有一件我很想念的东西呢就是电视啊电影啊音乐啊中国的 对，我们到了国外，你什么 QQ 音乐听的东西，对不起，版权限制。
So what's that called? Like IP restriction?
啊，对，
blocked content?
对对对，版权限制 because they usually sign these deals like country by country.
Yeah.
Of course, I understand why they do that.、Mm-hmm. 但是还是就觉得，哎呀，我们在海外的中国人也很多，什么时候能让我们也看看这个，对吧？
Right.
好，很多这个 concrete 具体的事情说完， let's move to some of the more abstract things.
Okay.
比较抽象的。我觉得我最最想念中国的就是那种热闹。
Okay, so like the buzz.
The buzz,
excitement.
The energy and the
hustle.
Buzz. 没错 all of those, right? 我特别喜欢你刚刚用那个词 buzz, B-U-Z-Z.、
Mm.
Buzz 其实就是一个小蜜蜂的 buzz,
buzz,
right? 但你可以联想到它形容的就是就那种很闹哄哄喧闹 but it's because everyone's working, everyone's hustling.
Yeah.
Hustle 这个、就是说到每个人都在为生活打拼、
嗯、
然后 your sort of mindset, 你的那种心态你的思维也是我要努力拼搏明天会更好。
Yeah.
在国外因为可能经济发展阶段不一样嘛、
mm.
So everyone feels maybe Canada too is a little bit slower.
Yeah.
Very settled.
Right.
就是东西都很稳定、mm. I feel like I grow, I don't know, rusty?
Yeah, maybe. I did feel going back to China last time. Like, you feel it immediately. Like, energy and like, I want to walk faster、mm. and I want to go do something.
对
But like all things,、you know,too much energy sometimes, at least for me as a foreigner, like I stayed for about a month and then、it was like, okay, time to go back.
就是 yeah, too much of it can be overwhelming,、
yes.
可能就是说太多了对吧、mm. 但你到像一个海外节奏比较慢的地方你就真的觉得啊，我是不是人生也没有 ambition 了、
right.
我常常就很怕我在国外待久了就像我前面说的、do I grow rusty, 生锈了、
right.
是吧、mm. 没有自己的那种要去拼搏要去争取的那种雄心、mm. 没有那种 ambition 所以、whenever I feel like that 我就回中国
get some tea eggs and you're all good
对要管理公司嘛所以 every quarter 我现在就争取就是至少每个季度要回去一次去体会那种 buzz 那种 energy 那种 hustling 好那今天讲了很多最后要问一下 Adam、
mm.
你到你一个外国人到中国你也住了有好几年对吧、
mm.
So when you went to China it's like going overseas for you、
yep.
What did you miss the most about Canada?、
at first it was cheese and then I found some cheese like everything that I wanted I found so but then like you said before about the plums in Canada maybe it doesn't have like the right plum
Yeah.
But you can still find them. So it's the same thing, you know, you find like, oh, I finally found like this bread I like. Actually, it's not as good as the bread back home. But it's okay.
但是你其他没有特别想念家乡的东西吗？
The first thing that I found in China and I took a picture and sent my family was Heinz ketchup.
亨氏番茄酱
Yes, because that when I was a kid, I,、going back to the word fussy, I was a very fussy eater,、and I would only eat Heinz ketchup. And so when I found it in China, it was pretty special.
你觉得 oh, my life would be no problem here.
yeah. So there were lots of like, just like products like that I found that were, oh, it's just like back home.
但是你就前面你说在中国因为那个节奏啊 pace,、
mm.
完全不一样的那么多 buzz, 对吧
Right.
你会Did you miss the quiet? 你会想念加拿大那种安静 like you can, I don't know, go hiking, 可以去爬山然后出去没有人、
yeah.
这种比较 abstract 的东
西。It's really nice to have a good mix.
对对对 that's the key, right?
Right.
就是要 balance, 要 moderation.、
Mm, right.
好那我们今天跟大家分享一些我和 Adam 比较Our personal stories, right? What do we miss the most about home?、what about you guys? 我们的听众呢、因为我们有很多在海外的听众离开了祖国离开了家乡你最想念中国最想念家乡的是什么然后还有、我们在国内的听众如果你离开了家你最想念的是什么、当然我们最重要的一个没说 Our family
Sure
对，就特别如果你没有离开了家乡，我特别想念我爸爸妈妈，而且现在 only child generation、
right.
独生子女，你也他们年纪也慢慢大，你会 you know you worry about them, right?、
Mm.
好，我们今天这期节目就到这儿，有点 sentimental, 但我觉得也是比较轻松的跟大家讲了对于祖国的思念啊。感谢大家收听，那别忘了留言跟我们分享你自己的故事，你自己的想念。那除了有我们潘吉杰尼告诉你双语节目的陪伴呢，我们也有我们也有一个完整的独立的全英语的会员课程库，你在这个里面能学到更多有用有趣的英语，而且我们每天都有更新新课，学习一年只要629。感谢大家的收听，我 see you next time, 再见。
Bye guys. I'm coming.